Morning. I've thought long and hard about responding here. This is Dr. Bobran. And honestly, today I'm at my wit's end because I'm tired, as are many of us. And when we start to politicize a public health issue, and this is not red, yellow, whoever is in power, whoever is not, this is about every single one of us being exposed to a virus, the virus that has absolutely no discretion from whoever you support or whatever you do or wherever you live. We are all at risk of this virus. My colleagues and I are petrified of what may come for us because Delta is already in Martinique, in St. Vincent, and in Barbados. More than likely it is here, we just haven't confirmed it. So instead of us pointing fingers at them, let's understand that them is us, and every single one of us will be touched by this at some point, vaccinated or not. So until we stop the division, we will not get anywhere. And yes, I'm pissed like mad right now, because just today I had to test 4 people and all were positive. Okay? So we are busting our butts off in the healthcare field. Each one of us must see ourselves as frontliners and take responsibility and say what we have to say by acting and doing what we know we're supposed to do. Follow the damn protocols. Because yes, I'm tired. We've been fighting this from February of last year. So can we please stop the politicizing and the divisiveness and come together to fight what we need to fight, which is coronavirus. And y'all can come for me or not, I really don't care at this point, because I have said a Hippocratic oath to save lives. And if something I say there triggers you, stop and think why it's triggering you and think. Let's put ourselves in one another's shoes and understand that we all have COVID fatigue and people are tired and people are not having work. We have to get this country back on track. It doesn't matter who's in power, because all of us are part of this country. Please, people, I am so tired of the divisiveness, because it's that same divisiveness that is making our work so hard. We are trying to save lives. We are trying to keep you well. And all I feel is that we've been beaten back. And that instead of moving ahead, we're taking 3 steps backwards. Can we please stop the fighting? Please, can we please stop the fighting? And can we just start to work together? Because we're tired and we're scared of what can come. You know what it's going to be like when we're going to try to save your lives and we don't have the facilities and we don't have the equipment? This is not a government thing. This is a fact that we live on a small island and we can't move to another state and get extra ventilators. So instead of fighting each other, can we just stop and put ourselves in another shoes and let's try and work together? The only thing we need to fight is coronavirus, not each other.